Well, good morning and welcome to our Saturday morning team call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for this morning's call. You know, we've got a lot of folks on the team who are out traveling right now, and I'm sure for those of you who are on the Underwoods team, you know that they are jet-setting all across the world at the moment. And it's fabulous to be able to do that, and I think that's a big part of what the Shackley lifestyle and the Shackley opportunity provides. So I thought this morning that we would just really talk about, or I would talk about, the Shackley opportunity to have a different type of a lifestyle. You know, so often we get into Shackley for a lot of different reasons. And so if you're not in it for the lifestyle, I apologize, but that's really what the focus of this call is going to be this morning. And really to just sort of open up our eyes to the possibilities. You know, what really is possible from a Shackley opportunity? You know, when I talk about lifestyle, I've had a lot of conversations with people on the team about lifestyle, and there's a lot of confusion around what's meant when people from the stage are talking about it, or even when I'm talking about it. You know, people sometimes say, well, I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about when you say a different lifestyle. And so for those of you who have a corporate job or a 9-to-5 job, you have to go to work at a certain time each day, and you have a routine based around those times that you have to go into work. Well, when you have a different lifestyle, you get to choose what you do each day. And I'll never forget one of the folks on the team, Teresa Sakis, and I think a lot of you know who Teresa is, a senior coordinator on the team. But Teresa was leaving corporate America. She had been with a company called ADP, and a lot of you might know ADP. They do a lot of payroll stuff, and they do HR stuff for companies. And she was leaving ADP to do Shackley full-time, and she actually has been doing that for over the past 15 years now. She's been doing Shackley full-time. But she was able to leave ADP, and I remember her saying to me that it was going to be very odd to her to be able to go to the bank in the middle of the week or to go grocery shopping in the middle of the week because she had had a 9-to-5 job for so long, and she couldn't do that. She always had to do everything on the weekends, and she had to do her banking on Saturday mornings. And, you know, there were certain things about her lifestyle that had been wrapped around corporate America. Well, when you own a Shackley business, you get to design your day, you get to design your life, you get to design really whatever it is that you choose to do. And so I encourage everybody to take time to think that through. You know, what would life look like if you could do whatever you wanted to do each day? If you had all the money that you needed, if you had all the time that you needed, what would you do on a daily basis with your time and with your money? Would you, you know, get up at the crack of dawn? Would you sleep in? Would you work out first thing in the morning? Or would you maybe drink coffee and sit out on your deck? Would you be at the beach? Would you be in the mountains? You know, where would you live? Those are the types of questions that you can answer when you have a Shackley business, because you can really choose. You can decide where you want to go and where you want to live and what you want to do on a daily basis. So draw that out, and I really do encourage you to take this assignment and run with it, because it was something that changed my life. Because when I first heard about the Shackley lifestyle, I didn't know what I would want to do with my time. I was so wrapped up in my day-to-day stuff. At the time, I was a mom who was homeschooling kids, and so I was wrapped up in the homeschooling schedule. And so when I was trying to figure out, you know, how Shackley was going to fit into my homeschooling day, it was really not about what Shackley was going to provide and how Shackley was going to change my life, because at that time I had to put the hours in, I had to do the work and the effort. But as the years went on and as the income grew, the time freedom grew and the income freedom grew, so that I could actually start to design my day. And we learned to homeschool at different times of the day. And obviously once my kids went off to college, I had my whole day to myself, and I could do whatever I wanted to whenever I wanted to. And I've made that comment to people before, that I can choose my day. I can choose to do what I would like to do when I want to do it. And somebody said to me, they said that was crazy. They had never heard of somebody having that type of a life. And really, that's what Shackley gives you the ability to do. So design your day. Design your future. What is it that you want your days to look like, your weeks to look like? Where would you live? Because as you build that, it's going to help you to really cement why you're building a Shackley business. The next piece of that is to design really this concept of lifestyle. You know, it's not just about what you do every single day, but it's the kind of life you live. And so I thought I would give you some examples of some people in Shackley and just some of the things that I know about these folks and what they've done in their Shackley life and in their career. So Gary Burke, a lot of you know Gary Burke. He's a presidential master. One of the things that I know about Gary is that he has three homes. And one of them's at a lake home, one of them's out in Arizona, and one of them is in Minnesota. I'm not sure I would want to be in Minnesota, especially this time of year, because it's probably still snowy there, even though it's sunny everywhere else. But one of the things that Gary always talks about is that he can go golfing whenever he wants to. Now, that's something that he's very passionate about, is he loves to golf. He does get up really early and work out. If you're ever at a Shackley convention and you go to the gym, you're going to see Gary Burke at 5 or 6 in the morning in the gym, because he does like to get up early. He reads. He does his meditation time, his Bible time. But the thing that I know from a lifestyle perspective is that he gets to golf whenever he wants to, because he has the income freedom and the time freedom. And so for those of you who are golfers on the call here, maybe you're thinking, gosh, that would be wonderful, because golf is an expensive hobby. Jim Burke is another presidential master in Shackley, and actually Gary and Jim are not related. I get that question a lot, but they're not related. Now, Jim also has 3 homes, but he's not a real big golfer. Jim loves to work out. He loves to travel. He loves to he really loves the Shackley business, so he probably tends to spend more time on his Shackley business. But he really he loves things, so he's got a lot of fun toys, cars, and those types of things, because that's something that's his hot button. Now, Rocky Pratt is a master coordinator, and you may not have ever heard of Rocky, because Rocky is sort of in the background in Shackley, because he's built a huge business, he's got a huge income, and he actually lives on an island. He owns an island and lives on this island, and it's somewhere down in the Bahamas. I've never been there, but I know that he actually owns an island and has built a home on this island, and that's where he really spends his time. He built a lifestyle for himself that he could be able to live there and build his business from that place. He and his ex-wife, Molly, had built something that was so large that it was bringing in $70,000, $80,000 a month. And when you think about that, $70,000 or $80,000 a month, what would you do with that type of income? Well, Molly, who is his ex-wife, she decided to go to Spain for, I believe it was a full month, and it might have been a little bit longer. It might have been 6 months, if I'm now remembering the story correctly. Actually, I do think it was 6 months. But she was able to pack up and go over to Spain and totally immerse herself. She really wanted to learn Spanish and to be fluent in Spanish. She wanted to learn the culture, the lifestyle, and her Shackley time and income freedom allowed her to do that. Now, Dick Dinkle is also a master coordinator, and he owns several homes. But one of the things that I know about Dick is that he owns several airplanes. Now, he's getting older, so I'm not sure I would get on a plane with him. I think he's in his 80s. And maybe he can still fly perfectly, so I shouldn't say that, but he's getting older. And one of the things that he did over the years in his Shackley business was he built the time freedom and income freedom to be able to fly wherever he wanted to fly to, whenever he wanted to fly. And he would tie trips into go seeing his team and turn those into fun trips. So he had a lot of team out in New York, and so he would fly into New York and see a couple of shows, and then he would fly back home. And he now has a beautiful home down in Florida. He also has a beautiful lake home up in Wisconsin. And so up in Michigan. And so he has a number of homes, but he has a lifestyle that I think a lot of people would be envious of, to be able to just hop in a plane that you own and to be able to own a plane and to be able to fly to whatever business location you want to fly to so that you could write it off, do a couple of Shackley meetings, and then hang out and have fun. Now, George and Dee Dee Shaw, George Shaw recently passed away, but George and Dee Dee had built very large businesses in Shackley as well. And the thoroughbred, they're horse people, and so they had a thoroughbred horse farm up in Wisconsin, Elkhorn, Wisconsin. And they have a beautiful, beautiful home down in Florida, but they did have a house that was right next to Tiger Woods' home. And they were neighbors with Tiger Woods, and it was actually right on the water, and a hurricane destroyed it, unfortunately. But they had a gorgeous, gorgeous home. And that was something that they were really passionate about. You know, they wanted to have a home right on the water, and they thought it would be very peaceful. And then, of course, they could always go up to Wisconsin to be with the horses. And so, you know, that was the lifestyle that they chose. Carolyn Sparger is another person in Shackley who is a senior master coordinator. And some of you may have heard Carolyn speak before. She's just a really dynamic woman. But she grew up in a very poor part of the country, or I shouldn't say poor part of the country. She was very poor when she grew up, and she really didn't have anything. And so when she learned about the Shackley opportunity, she was really looking for $200 or $300 a month. She thought that would really change her life. And as her income grew in Shackley, she became one of the top income earners in Shackley. I think she's been the top 12th income earner in Shackley for the past several years. And her income has allowed her to do a lot of different things. Now, because she grew up poor, there's things that she wanted. So she wanted some jewelry. So she's got rings on every single one of her fingers. If you ever look at her finger, she's got a ring on every finger. But she also owns a beautiful home on the Pacific Coast Highway, and her house is actually right next to one of Sandra Bullock's homes. I'm sure a lot of you know who Sandra Bullock is. But I think that what I get really excited about with Carolyn's story is that Carolyn really is one of those rags to riches stories in Shackley. And she loves to give back, and she loves life, and she and her husband bought a yacht to be able to get out on the water and to be able to have parties and events for their team on their yacht, but also to be able to give back. And they do a lot of giving back within their community, and they take some of the impoverished children out on their boat. They do a lot of fundraising type things with that yacht. I call it a boat. It's a yacht. But it's you know, she gives back because she was given back too, and so she has a real mission to help other people. So if you ever have an opportunity to talk to her, she's a really neat lady. Actually, all of these people that I've mentioned so far are just really neat people. And the lifestyles that they've built in Shackley are really exciting, and they're very different. You know, well, hopefully you're hearing some differences between them. I know the people on a personal level, so I know that there's a lot of differences there between their stories, but it helps you to see what's possible with a Shackley opportunity. And then the last person I'm going to talk about here is Carlos Cortez. Now, Carlos, for anybody who came to our June conference last year, Carlos was our speaker. He's a master coordinator, and he was born in San Salvador, El Salvador. And he actually came to the United States with nothing. He had three jobs at first just to be able to make ends meet. He met his wife, Evelyn, and they had their first child, who was a son. But when they had their daughter had some disabilities. She was born with cerebral palsy. And you've probably seen Christina. She's actually building a Shackley business, but she is disabled. She's in a wheelchair, but just a phenomenal young woman, absolutely phenomenal young woman. And a lot of that is because of the lifestyle that her parents developed through Shackley. Now, not only have they given her the best care, and they've been able to provide her with everything that she needed and the types of therapies that she's needed, but they developed a mindset about being able to do anything that you think is possible. And because both of them were home full-time with her, they were able to really instill that in her. And if you meet Christina or hear Christina talk, the world is her oyster. You know, is that the phrase, the world is your oyster and you're going to find your pearl? I can't remember how that phrase goes, so I probably shouldn't have even said it. But she really believes that anything is possible in her life, that she can do whatever it is that she chooses to do, and she's doing that. Now, because Carlos and Evelyn have built a very large Shackley business, and they have the income freedom and the time freedom to do what they choose to do, they were able to pack up and move. They lived in New York, and Christina got into a graduate program for grad school out in Seattle, Washington. And so they have moved the whole family moved right across the country to be able to be there to support her, because she does need some help when she's taking her college classes. Her mom goes in and helps and sits next to her. She did it through her whole undergraduate career, and now she's in her grad school. And so it's just, you know, the ability to be able to do that. And I'm telling these stories, and I'm sort of sharing them sort of haphazardly, and I don't mean to do that because each story has such unique nuances to it. But it's really about having the time freedom and the income freedom to do what you choose to do. Now, none of these stories may mean something specific to you. You might not, you know, you may not have a disabled child, or you may not want to own a thoroughbred horse farm, or want to own three homes, or, you know, some of the different things that I've shared here. But whatever your dreams and desires are, the Shackley income opportunity and the time freedom that comes from what you build in Shackley really can give you whatever it is that you want in your life. So think about that for just a few minutes. You know, what is it that you really would want to do? And that's why I started this conversation by saying, you know, sort of design your day. Because your day-to-day living, you know, that's the first step, is to sort of say, well, what kind of a day would I like? What would I like my day to look like? But beyond that, what would you like your life to look like if you really could do whatever you chose to do? Now, yes, you have to build your business. Yes, you've got your team and your organization, and yes, you're going to continue working that. But the fun of it, well, at least what I think is fun, is that you do it around what you choose to do. So I'm just going to give you one example, and this is just from my life. You know, I this past week, my daughter, I wanted to go see my daughter. My daughter is going to Illinois State University, and I live in Ohio, and so it's a five and a half hour drive. And so I just decided that on Wednesday I was going to drive over to see her. And so I was able to take the day Wednesday and come back home to Ohio on Thursday, but I drove over, took her out to dinner, we spent the evening together, and I came home on Thursday. Now, if I worked a corporate job, you can't just decide at the drop of a hat to just pack up and go. Well, I was able to do that. time freedom and income freedom. Yesterday, I had a bunch of appointments, and I booked all my appointments around what I wanted to do during the day. There's something here in our town. I live in Perrysburg, Ohio, and there's a big winter fest that's going on. And so I live in a downtown area, and there's all sorts of tents being put up and vendors being set up. They've got, you know, beer tasting, wine tasting. They've got music. They've got just all sorts of fun stuff planned for the town. And I wanted to go check it out. I wanted to spend, you know, some time in the downtown area checking that out. And I wanted to get, you know, do my workout in the middle of the day. I didn't want to work out first thing in the morning. Most of you know I usually work out first thing in the morning, but I decided to sleep in after having driven to see my daughter. And so I was able to rearrange my schedule to do what I chose to do. Now, I don't say that hopefully that doesn't sound arrogant or I'm not even sure what the word would be here, but I think sometimes people go, well, gosh, you know, how do you design your life like that, or how do you get to choose to do those things? It's because you build your Shackley business, and then you decide how you want your business to move forward and what you're going to do with your time. So in Shackley, all of those things are possible, but it does come from building an organization and building a team. So we have to constantly visualize that bigger picture. We have to constantly share that bigger picture with our teams, because it's important that everybody in Shackley understands what's truly possible from this opportunity. We're not talking just about $10,000 a month or $20,000 a month or $50,000 a month or $100,000 a month. It could be any of those things, and it can be way more. It can be the lifestyle that you're choosing to go after. It can be the time freedom that you're choosing to go after. It could be the things that you want to buy or the things you want to give back. Really, whatever it is that you dream of doing in your life, Shackley can be the vehicle to making that happen. But we have to get clear about it, and we have to put the effort in. I was always told to work for hard for 3 to 7 years, and it ended up really being 5 to 7 years for me. It took me 7 years to get to the master coordinator level, and once we hit the master coordinator level, then I had that income freedom and the time freedom. But I think about the Underwoods who are traveling all over the world, and I think about the Cashes in our organization. Both of those couples are master coordinators. Well, in the Cash family, their kids have a lot of health challenges, and those health challenges have been able to have allowed them, I should say, to be able to choose to do whatever they choose to do for their kids. The one daughter, Michaela, they've traveled all over the country to try and find the right therapies for her because of the challenges that she's having health-wise. Chris Cash was able to leave corporate America. He was an engineer for Motorola. He was able to leave corporate America because of the income freedom that the Shackley opportunity gave their family. When you think of the Underwoods traveling all over the world, that's the beauty of a Shackley business. They love to travel, and so they get to do that because of their Shackley business. So diving into your why is important, and asking your team members what it is that really motivates and inspires them. And try to be careful that you don't limit the Shackley opportunity to how you see it. You know, sometimes if you're thinking about, well, gosh, I want some part-time income, or I want to buy my Shackley products with my Shackley income, that's how we then go out and share it. And somebody that you might be talking to, maybe they want something much bigger. Maybe they need something much bigger. Maybe they need that time freedom and the income freedom. And maybe they're looking for $50,000 a month. So don't ever limit the Shackley opportunity by how you see it. Be sure to always offer the full big picture. And that goes back to a call that we had a few weeks ago. Really understanding this industry and understanding that the network marketing industry is designed to help you build an organization and build a team so that you can have the lifestyle of your choosing. And if you learn about the industry, if you really dive in and really study it, you'll get really clear on what's possible. But it comes down to doing those day in and day out activities that we all know we need to do. It's about getting your vision clear so you know why you're building. And then you've got to have that list of names so that you can start talking to people. And it really is about going out there and talking to people, person by person. And you build it person by person, leg by leg, organization by organization. But it really comes down to sharing that big picture vision. So think about how you're sharing Shackley. Are you talking about Shackley and just talking about the products? Are you talking about the mission of Shackley? Are you really sharing what's possible for people? Are you really helping to plant a seed so that people can see that their life can truly change? If you talked to Carolyn Sparger, you would really have a fire lit inside of you when you heard her share about her rags to riches story. I mean, it really is. She went from being very, very, very poor and just wanting anything. Like I think there's one story that she tells where she wanted a dress that she saw another girl had this dress, and she just desperately wanted a new dress because she didn't have a new dress. And you know, you think about that, and now she's got rings on every single finger. She's got a yacht. She's in a home that's next to Sandra Bullock's. And so that's what Shackley gave her, the opportunity to change her life. Well, Shackley offers that for every single person. It's not just her. It's not just the other people. I read through their names, and I only talked about a couple of the master coordinators. I mean, there are loads and loads and loads, and there's loads of key coordinators who have had their lives change with the Shackley opportunity. So just remember when you're out talking about what Shackley offers that you really paint that bigger picture. So you've got to paint it big for yourself, and you've got to buy into that big picture for yourself. And then from there, we've got to step into sharing it with our team so that we can really build something of significance. So as you're thinking about your Shackley business the rest of this weekend and into next week, be thinking about how big are you looking at Shackley? How much money can you really see yourself making in Shackley? Can you see the $10,000 a month? Can you see $20,000 a month? Can you see $50,000 a month or $100,000 a month? Where is it that you see the Shackley opportunity taking you? And then step back and think about how big it is that you're sharing it with other people. Because my guess is that most of us are not sharing it as big as it is. And the bigger we share, the more we're going to attract people who really want that big picture and who really want to do something significant in their life. So I hope that everybody here has a fabulous Shackley weekend. I hope you have a fabulous Shackley week. And we'll be back together same time, same place next Saturday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Goodbye.